Welcome to Sippin' Easy.
Are we talking conspiracies?
Oh, yeah. We can talk. The Doors was a band that apparently was created by the CIA.
So was the Grateful Dead, yeah.
The thing with the Grateful Dead was it's a little less sus because they were all musicians and they just gave them acid and were like, eh, we'll let them go with the acid.
It was
acid.
Like an MK Ultra on a grand scale. Yeah. Spread was, acid across the country. Yeah.
Follow them. Also, the one guy who worked for the Grateful Dead, their sound engineer, Owsley Stanley was his name.
Yeah.
Was a chemist.
Oh.
And apparently in his at-home little lab thing set up that he had, produced around 4 million tabs of acid.
Jesus Christ.
Some crazy absurd number like that.
Wow.
Just was pumping out. He got busted by the FBI. They raided his house and didn't take anything because at the time, LSD was not an illegal substance. So wow. They thought he was making meth.
They went to his house. It's just acid. And they're like, oh, shit, you're good, dude.
And he's like, oh, no, I'm just making acid.
And they're like, oh, carry on.
He's like tons of acid. He like supplied them for years. But, yeah, the CIA apparently made the Doors because Jim Morrison, who was, like, their lead singer, is just, like, this wackadoodle guy, like, didn't know shit about music.
But why did they make them?
Because they kind of just, they just, like, recorded all their music out of nowhere. Ray Manzarek, the keyboard player, him and his brother was, like, a harmonica player. They were trying to be, like, one of the beach bands in California.
Oh.
And they were like, actually, let's just fucking get drunk and hang out and smoke weed and just record an album with this guy that we met on the street. And that was the Doors. And then they started playing at go-go bars in LA. And then their shows started to get so, like, aggressive and violent. Like, they would go to cities and, like, the police forces would have to, like, come and just, like, beat the shit out of people in the front row. And Jim Morrison, the lead singer, would, like, instigate it, kind of.
Yeah.
And they thought they were using them as a way to institute violence in cities to have, like, riots happen.
Yes.
Call in, like,
now you're talking
National
my language.
Guard and shit to, like, break it up. And they were using it as, like, a test to see which cities would survive, like, riots the best and shit like that. Wow. I think that's what it is. Something like that. It got to the point where, like, every show they were doing, like, the police would just, like, have to rip the band off stage. But at the same time, Jim Morrison was also going to shows, would go on stage, sing, like, half of a song, and then just face down drunk.
Oh, nice.
And then the keyboard player and guitarist Robbie Krieger would have to, Ray Manzarek and Robbie Krieger would have to do the whole rest of the show by themselves.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, he was a wild dude. Ladies loved him. He would wear those tight leather pants where you could just, like, see his cock.
Dude, if,
like,
you were in a band, like, even if you're in, like, a big band in your town, you could just take your pick of the pack.
Yeah, especially if you wear cock pants, like, just tight leather pants.
Like, if you moved to, like, if you moved to, like, Austin or something, or Nashville, yeah, and got in a band and wore cock pants, you would be slaying.
Okay, yeah. I'm on stage and they're just going, is that it? They're just looking at me.
They just look up. He has a vagina.
Is that a camel toe? I'm just like, no. No.
One time, oh, I just
didn't. The pants are
me.
So tight to make my penis look big that I actually lose circulation. I'm just standing on stage with my legs, like, with microphone in hand. They're just like, can you move? Move. I'm just like, I can't feel my legs.
Dude, one time in high school, this kid, Keith, he wore, like, skinny jeans, and he was, like, the first person to wear skinny jeans. It was probably, like, 2009 or something. And they were really tight. And I remember in the lunchroom, he thought he was so cool, dude, with these jeans on. And a girl walked up to him and genuinely just goes, where's your penis? That would break my soul.
Did she go up to him and go, what are you wearing those looking for cock?
That's what your dad said to me today.
I know.
He said, what are those? You're looking for cock pants?
Oh, my God. He got you.
Dude, your dad in the barbershop today was one of the greatest things I've ever experienced. I was so hungover from poker.
I can't believe.
I walk in.
That's the worst thing to walk in on. Dude, also the best thing to walk in
so
on.
So hungover. I walk in, I just hear, hey! And I was like, what? And I look over and it's Big Rich. And I was like, here
Jesus
we fucking go.
Fucking Christ, let's go.
And there was that giant wigger guy in there too. Yeah. Who was like, they were two ogres. But watching your dad have to interact with somebody, as your dad's getting his hair cut. This guy's sitting in Jake's chair. Jake's not there. It was just Axel, your dad, me, and the guy.
Yeah.
Justin. Jason, something like that. But watching your dad have to interact with a guy that's like, yo, son, no cap. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my.
And watching your dad just go, ha ha, yep. It was so funny.
He was making fun of that, too. He was like, yeah, I don't know what this guy thought he was.
It was wild.
He was telling me, he was like, yeah, there was this guy in the barbershop today. He's wearing this shirt with a microphone on it that says shout out.
No, it was a Pauly D shirt.
Oh, it was.
And it said, what's his fucking catchphrase? It said his catchphrase, and it was a cartoon of Pauly D.
Oh, shit. Yeah, my dad wouldn't know that.
No, I picked up on it right away. I was like, that's a funny shirt to wear.
Fuck, I wish I was there. That would have been funny.
It was great. And then he'd be like, man, actually, I'll come over there and slap the shit out you, man. And your dad's just like, ah, ha. And he started telling us, we got into strip clubs. So we got into stories about all the strip clubs they used to go to. I grew up in Perth Amboy, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
There was plenty of strip clubs all around. He was like, there was four within a few blocks of my house.
Yeah.
And he started going through them. And yeah, one was called The Tunnel. And Axel was like, ah!
Yeah, he definitely...
He was killing.
He, growing up, there's like a, I want to say it's from age like 17-ish to like 25, where I just haven't learned a lot about my father.
Yeah,
and I think it's just because
the wild years.
He was just he was working construction with his uncle. That's where he like learned how to do everything, and he was just that. I've heard those stories. Haven't heard a ton of the strip club stories, to be completely honest.
He was like, you didn't even have to bring any money with you. You just go behind a guy throwing dollars and just watch the show for free.
I've heard that one. I have heard that he used to do that.
The one I told you earlier, the one had a urinal at the bar. The whole bar was a urinal.
That's
below the bar. And Axel's like, what the fuck? So you just sitting there drinking a beer and some guy has his cock in his hand next to you.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's absurd.
Imagine you get pee splattered in your beer, like a little pee splash.
Yeah. That's also like where he grew up. Perth Amboy is not. It's not the hood by any means. It's not a great area.
It's like a working class fucking blue collar town.
Immigrants. Yeah. Blue collar, shitty immigrant town.
I almost got a happy ending massage in Perth Amboy once. A Nuru massage. You know what that is?
No.
I think what it is. I used to go on like whatever that like back page or something. I never did it, but I would go and look at it and be like, that looks fun. I would just read the descriptions. I think a Nuru massage is when a girl, you're naked on the table, she's naked massaging you, but she oils her whole body up and lays on top of you and slithers her body back and forth on you. I think that's what it is.
If I want to do that, I'll just go in the fucking garden and watch two slugs fuck.
Yeah, basically, that's you're just like, becoming a slug.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's obscene. Why would you want to... Is she heavy? Like, what if I go in there, I'm like, oh, yeah. And she starts like... She comes in the room, she's like, 6'3", 280.
You ready for your massage?
She starts spinning around on me like I'm like a top.
Her hands together, getting all ready. Smacks you on the ass, just hops on.
What do you do when you leave there? You can't get all that oil off.
Yeah, no, you can't. But when you go to a regular massage, like a real legit massage, they still oil you.
Yeah, they oil you.
They wipe you down with like a wet towel.
Wishy-washy.
Yeah, they spray you down first.
I might have to actually legitimately go get a massage somewhere.
Yes. I've been telling you to get a massage for a long time.
I don't know.
The place in Damascus is the best one. That's where Uncle JP goes.
My back, honestly, is like kind of... But see, now you've put all these fucking ideas in my head of what happens at the massage
place.
They
only jerked me off once. No, they didn't jerk me off ever. They made me do it myself. I told you.
Jesus Christ.
That was only one time out of the three times. So your odds... And they also, they don't touch your penis. It's not like they're doing anything to you. It's just like, if you want to, I guess you kind of can sometimes. But they give an amazing massage. That's what's good about it.
Yeah, I just want...
That's what you need.
I just need it, like, my back and my fucking neck have just been killing me. I think it's from all the ceilings and shit we've been painting.
Probably. You've just been bent backwards,
looking up and bending backwards. Oh, you'd think it would stretch your spine, but in reality, it just fucks it up.
Oh, dude, and once they start rubbing, like, your shoulders and neck, and they feel it, and they're like, why is your shit so tight? And you're like, I roll ceilings. And they go... Oh, yeah. That makes sense. You feel like you roll ceilings.
Yeah, that'll definitely help.
Maybe. I try to get one every month, every other month, actually.
Maybe I'll just be a man and fight through the pain.
No, just go get a massage, you pussy. How are you too much? Who's scared to get a massage? What are you scared of?
What's that?
Don't touch me.
What's that barstool guy? The one guy is just this old guy, and they'll play a video and just goes, don't ever ask for help. Lift with your legs. No, what did he say? Don't ever ask for help. Throw out your back. Be a man.
Throw out your black.
What the hell's that noise?
I heard that too. It's probably some kid outside. I have the windows open. It's archery league night.
Oh. I thought it sounded like someone coming up your stairs.
Couldn't imagine a weirder group of people than the people that do archery.
I should just walk in there right now and be like, yeah, I'll shoot some fucking arrows. And just shoot all of the arrows, his arrows right into the ceiling.
That would be hilarious. I was going to shoot my bow, and then people started coming, and I was like, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. If I had a bow that was set up for me, I would maybe go do it, but like...
Just use one of the recurve bows. There's just general use bows.
I guess. I don't want to shoot recurve bow. I really don't
like the recurve. I like shooting my compound bow.
I don't really like archery a ton. It's never been like something I've really... is that Cam's bow over there?
That's one of them. He has two. That one is a little too big for him still. The other one is... I think it's on the floor next to it. It's just a green longbow.
Yeah, no, I never got into archery a whole lot. I did it when I was in scouts, but it was like my least favorite. I'd rather go shoot 22s in the fucking rifle range all day than shoot bow.
But it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's fun. I'm not saying it's
especially not when you're shooting like a 70-pound draw and just like it's just whack, it's just going.
Yeah, Stoss was launching them, eating them, dude. The other day when I was in there with
him, was he hitting some bullseyes?
They have that deer in the back. Every single one, just nice gut shots.
Nice,
not bad gut shots. Like
no, in the vitals, vital shots. Yeah,
vital shots. Just crushing.
Cam was shooting that deer on Saturday. Had a little red helmet on.
I've been watching guys turkey hunt now with, they're called guillotine heads, where it's a spring-loaded broadhead, but you shoot, when you shoot turkeys with a bow, you got to still shoot them in the head. But when it gets, after it releases, it opens and it just slices their head off.
It just opens?
Opens.
That's just a mechanical broadhead.
But it doesn't do it on impact. It does it before impact. I don't know how the fuck it works.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a velocity thing.
It must be, yeah.
Because it just like... And just...
And just decapitates him?
Decapitates him. There's a video of like a turkey like going for a gobble and its head goes like back and then out. And then all of a sudden you just see the arrow come and it just... And the head just flops back. And I was like, whoa. Jesus Christ.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's... honestly, that's... Turkey hunting is kind of brutal for the fact that like,
I've never felt the need to turkey hunt. You gotta go
for headshots. It's the only way to kill them.
Shotgun, you're just blowing its head off.
Yeah, it's absurd.
Full choke, bang.
Yeah, I might get my.
You're gonna be a little hunter this year. You're gonna be an animal. You're gonna be a murderer. Ugh. A murderer.
I might. I don't know. It depends. If I go with like my dad someplace and we go with the dog, like that'll be fun. But like. I don't even want to really do that a whole lot. I think it'll be fun. I mostly just want to go out and fuck around with the dog. The dog's fun to take out in the woods. He was fucking going nuts today. He was just running laps around the house. I was like, you need to fucking calm down.
He's got a lot of energy.
Oh, my God. My parents are like, he's so crazy. I'm like, he's fucking 8 months old. What do you expect? Puppy. It's a puppy. That's what they do. Oh, shit. What's going on with you?
Not too much, man. Poker night was fun. Axel's basement poker.
Basement poker.
It's the new venue. The new venue.
Location.
Yeah.
And then double junction visit.
Double junk visit, yeah.
Yeah, that was also.
Before poker and then after poker.
That was also
nice. And that girl didn't move. She was right. I told you,
yeah.
I was like, are you still going to be here? It was probably going to be like 6 hours. And she was like, probably. I was like, And we got back. Didn't even move.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
That's, there's a lot of people that every time I go on that board, they're at a bar stool.
That's healthy.
I guess. I mean,
at least they're consistent.
If you're friends with people, I mean, that bar is. I get to the point where it's not like the way Aaron's explained it to me. The owner, he's like, I kind of want to do like the Cheers thing, but not be like tacky and dumb about it.
What's like, the Cheers thing? I never watched that.
You never watched Cheers? It's just about a bar where like there's a group of revolving people that are always in there.
And so what does he mean by like, do the cheers thing?
And shit. He's like, I want to have that kind of atmosphere, but I don't want it to be like weird. Like, I don't want it to be fake.
It was a little weird. I'm not gonna lie. It was my first time there. A little weird.
Yeah, it's
a little weird.
It's a different bar. It is.
Ryan because I was like, are you gonna do like sell fly fishing stuff? And he's like, yeah. I was like, you need to learn about it. And he was like, well, I used to fly fish. I was like, hey, but he was like, not good enough to know what I'm talking. Sound like I know what I'm talking about. And I was like, bro, I was in the Junction last night, and it's like a fly fishing nerd bar. The lingo is wild. You gotta learn.
Oh yeah, that's wild, dude. There is a little bit of lingo.
The only TV in the whole place has just a fucking close shot of a guy tying a fly.
Yeah.
For 6 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, let's have parallel up the whatever the fuck.
Only unless somebody asks to put a game on.
They I didn't want to be the one. Everyone else in there is talking about fly fishing. I'm like, yo, can you put the Bucks game on?
There were like not a lot of fly fishermen in there either, which is me and the other guy next to you, and that was pretty much it.
So oh, yeah, if Jess doesn't fly fish. I asked her that. I said, hey, do you fly fish?
Wait until you go there in the spring, and it's just all fishermen.
Oh, my God.
It's all just all fishermen.
It's hell on earth. It's my hell.
That is your hell.
Just a bunch of mats at a bar, just like, I was throwing some streamers at Junction Pool today.
Were you nymphing high? Were you nymphing
oh, there? My God. What was your trailer?
The CFS was a little low today. I just didn't. The sunlight with the forecast for next week is going to totally mess up the water temps. Just, oh my God. Oh,
and that's what it is. And I don't like the tiny beers. I do like the place. I'm not shitting on it.
No, it is a nice place. It is a nice place. I definitely go there way more than I should.
Well, you're going to get your first service job there, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's
first job in the industry.
Bartender Matt. I haven't told my parents about that yet. They're going to yell at me.
Tell Rich. Say, hey, I'm going to be servicing people.
He's going to be like, what are you, fucking idiot?
Why are you doing that?
Why the fuck would you do that?
Why are you doing it? Just for fun? You don't need the money.
I'm going to do it for, like, extra cash. I mean, I am going to get paid in cash. And, like, if they need help, I mean... I'm there a lot of times.
You said that you and Xander are going to do it together. That's like after your training you're talking about?
Yeah.
That bar, you can't have two bartenders back there. It's the tiniest bar in the world.
Wait until it gets busy. Wait until it gets busy. Because they also take orders.
Don't forget when you got... There's five tables.
In the back? There's more than five tables.
I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, and then there's one in the corner. 5. I mean, unless they put more out maybe when it's busy.
Sometimes
they're all on that one wall, and then there's one on the opposite
wall. There's one on the opposite wall, and then there's one in the back.
Oh, so maybe there's,
six, one,
but...
two, three. I thought there was more than that. I thought there were 8 tables in there. It is a very small place.
Yeah, but it's nice. It's
it is a small place. It is nice though. It's very
it's dark
works.
Too. Like it's dark, which like cave-like almost, but nice in a good way.
Yeah,
like nice cave.
It's a nice cave.
It's a nice cave. It's a beer cave. It's a fly fishing cave.
Yeah, I've been in there when it's been pretty rowdy to say. Say at least New Year's was. There's fights in there. People have gotten into fights in that bar.
How?
Which is
rowdy in that bar is like a fucking Wednesday night at the Tavern on Main back in the day. I feel like
it's absurd to me how that even happens. What do they fight over?
The best way to tie a paraleptophlebia?
No, sometimes guys go in there just hammered and just start talking shit and swinging, which is kind of funny.
I could see like one of the rednecks walking in and being like, "You fucking, you know what's out of my fucking town." And then it starts a fight. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not looking. I was asking questions
about. Well, you're going to deal with some adversity. You're going to deal with douchey rich people. You're going to deal with entitled people. You're going to deal with rednecks. You're going to deal with people that are not nice to you for no reason at all. And you got to just roll with it. You got to roll with the punches and talk. You got to learn to quick comebacks and stuff.
See, the good thing is I can still. The redneck crowd is, believe it or not, my least concern.
Well, I'd say
they don't respect me. They look at me and they're like, "Oh, gay boy, what's up?" But at the same time,
there's also not a lot of them. That's not their clientele. That's like 10%, maybe. I don't know.
I know how to talk to them. Also, rednecks usually when they go to the bar, they know a lot of the people in there already, especially if it's a town bar.
They're not the ones you have to worry about.
They usually just go in and talk shit. That's like the one thing you have to worry about. But even then,
they're never rude. I don't think one was ever rude to me as a bartender.
No, they don't. Even my interactions growing up around here with a lot of like the locals, I never really had issues.
It's like bitchy gay guys. Bitchy gay guys are one of the worst.
I'm more worried about like me saying something dumb behind the bar to Xander and somebody else hearing and being like, "What did you say?" Just being like, "Fuck." Because me and Xander are kind of friendly now, so we kind of fuck around and bullshit.
Yeah.
But, everybody else behind the in front of the bar. Sometimes people go in there.
That's like, the thing about that place is that everything you say, everyone can hear. Yeah. I don't like that.
It is
because I like to say stuff sometimes.
It is small.
I like to say no-no words sometimes, and I like to say them to my friends at the bar.
I like to say no-no words.
I do.
Oh my!
God. That was one of the best bartending interactions I ever had. Was when that it was the king, the worst guy ever. It happened to be a gay guy, but he was. So fucking snobby and just a douche to everybody. And then the rednecks came in one night and started throwing around the F-bomb.
Oh, boy.
Not that one. The one you're thinking of. And he got so mad, and I was like, "Hey, man, what are you going to do?" He just sat there. He was like, "Hate is still alive in Sullivan County." And I was like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Bigot.
Bigot.
There's bigots here.
He was like, he said, I could get this place shut down with one review. And I was like, well, no, please don't can't. Do that. I'm working here, so I'd appreciate it if you didn't do that. And he just sat there and drank his little martini and then left. Lee Daniel, that was his name. Sue me.
I understand if you're in a public place and people are talking shit and things get said that you don't want to hear. But at the same time, you can also just leave.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks to say it because people are like, I shouldn't have to leave. Well, it's like, you know, you're in a public place. People in the public say some pretty fucking stupid shit.
It's like social media with like Frank when he's like, I comment on everything I see that I don't like. I'm like, you can just scroll past it. You can just go, that's fucking stupid, and keep scrolling. That's what I do.
What is that called? They did a whole South Park episode on this when they send them all to the... Oh, shit. Fuck, what was it called? Oh, my God. I can't remember. It's the gerbil goes up the Mr. Slave's ass.
And oh, then, I think I remember that one, yeah.
They, like, all the kids see it, and they're like, is Mr. Slave gay? And it turns into this whole thing, and they send them to, shit. See, this is why I wish Johnny here. Johnny would know exactly what episode I'm talking about.
He would know. We should have had Johnny on. We need a guest. Too. We need a guest. I was farming for guests last night at poker. I asked Billy. We're going to have Billy on as guest soon. He's going to be great.
So for the listeners, Billy is he's
Chris Farley come to life. Yeah. Reincarnated.
And he's basically doing what I used to do. He's teaching. I think he's teaching full time now.
Yeah, full time earth science.
Yeah, at a local school.
10th grade or something like that.
So we're trying to get him on so he can tell some funny stories.
He's also really funny on top of that. Like, yeah, he's funny to begin with.
He is very funny. He's a funny guy. Also, for the listeners, now that we're a little while in.
Oh, yeah, we got 20 minutes in. We got a TikTok now. Simping Ain't Easy Pod on TikTok. It's going to be videos of us painting, of us fishing, of us podcasting, of a funny shit that we find. You know, check it out. Yeah,
is it the one that we already have some stuff on?
Yeah.
So one of our TikToks, I think that was last winter.
Which one?
The one of me cleaning the paintbrush.
That got 7,500 views.
7,500 views of me doing ASMR shit.
Of him just scraping old paint off a paintbrush.
And like everybody just sat there and watched it.
They nutted.
Yeah, just watching me with a stupid paint scraper.
Imagine saying that like to a girl, like, I'm going to nut. That's such a funny thing to say. I'm going to nut.
I'm going to nut.
I would never say that.
I don't think I've ever said that. Have I ever said that?
I've never said I'm going to nut. I don't say nut.
Nut. No, I don't say nut either. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm always
nut,
like...
I think of like peanut.
Yeah, or an acorn. Is an acorn a nut? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think.
It has to be a nut.
Most nuts, believe it or not, are not actually truly nuts. Like,
Walnuts are nuts?
Walnuts?
Walnuts are nuts, dude. They grow on a tree. They grow in a little pod. A green thing, and each one only has one walnut in it.
Peanuts are not a nut.
What's a peanut? A fucking tree? What is
no,
it?
No, a peanut is a legume.
Shut up.
It's a legume. It grows under the ground.
Oh, I like that word. I've seen that word before. A legume.
Legume or whatever the fuck it is. What else is in a nut? I think pecans are maybe not a nut. Or walnuts? No, you just said walnuts. No, cashews. One of them.
That's a solid nut.
One of those weird... Oh, dude, I fucking... Dude, do you know what? Truly, if you're, like, hungry...
Right there.
A handful of cashews literally will hold you over for, like, a whole meal.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand what the fuck is in those things. I'll eat, like, one handful for lunch and be like, why am I just not hungry now?
Yeah.
So for all you...
Tell them.
All you bitches out there trying to slim down...
Cashews.
Get on the cashew
regimen. Put them in your mouth. You hear the dogs? Can they hear the dogs?
I don't know. They might be able to hear the dogs.
Speaking of outside, I pull in the other night. I've kept this story from you for like 4 days. Did I tell you this? No, I didn't. Mm-mm. I pulled in the other night and I go to get Cam out of his car seat and it was dark out. And I felt something touch my leg and I looked down and I was like, oh, it's fucking like slush or whatever. But it like bounced weird and I was like, is that a fucking leg? I was like, Jesus Christ, that's a leg. So I get my flashlight on. I walk all the way around the car. Cam's still sitting in his seat on his tablet. I didn't want him to know what was going on. I didn't know if it was fucking Badger or if it was like Buddy or Todd. I wished it was one of them.
Just ran out.
Yeah, just da-dun, da-dun, bye. Stop barking. And
I hope you hear that. I hope your fucking neighbor doesn't hear that.
Yeah, I do talk louder on here than I normally talk. And the windows are all open. I'm sorry. And, dude, yesterday morning, the dogs woke me and Cam up at like 6:30, and Cam woke up and he was like, "Daddy, those dogs wake me up." And I was like, "Shut up, dogs." And Cam was like, "Shut up, dogs." And she took him inside. But anyway, back to my story. I get my flashlight and I walk around the opposite side of the car and I'm looking at it from a distance and I'm like, "Yep, it's fucking gray fur." And I was like, "What the fuck is this?" And I look under a little bit. I can't see all of its body. It's almost under my tire, but like not quite under my tire. So I get my snow shovel and I'm trying to scoop it and I can't scoop it. It's breaking the shovel. And I was like, "Is this a fucking coyote under my car right now?"
Was it under the fucking snow or was it like stuck?
No, it was before it snowed. It was the day before it snowed.
Oh.
So I ended up having to take the shovel and shove it under, like flat under the car, and then pull it out. And it was a giant dead cat.
Ugh.
Dude, like a 3 foot long cat.
Did you hit it?
No, I think she did. It was right in the tire track, right in the rut. And her car was gone, and then it was back, and then there was a dead cat.
Oh no,
she it was just a massive cat, dude. And then
if it was that fat one that jumped on me that one day when I was out there.
Oh, it might be. It's still out there. Because I flopped it off to the side, and then it snowed on it. It's under the snow, right on the side of the... Go look at it. You got a little
can
cord.
I see it? I don't think I
can right on the side of that building, like the corner of that building, kind of.
Oh, I think I see it.
It should be a lump under the snow right now.
Oh, no, I don't see it.
So now my conundrum is, how do you dispose of a cat body? I need a dumpster.
Just fucking...
What am I going to do? Put it in my fucking garbage can? No.
I think. I don't know.
I was going to just like yeet it over into Ryan's parking lot.
That's honestly splat. Best option. Or just throw it behind the garage back there.
Throw it in the back of Johnny's truck and see how long it takes him to notice there's a literal dead animal in the back of his car.
Also, very, very valid. Put it in his driver's seat. Like prop it up because his window.
He just gets it all hammered. Hey, Lulu.
Hey, I didn't put you in my car. Lulu, daddy has to drive. Oh, fuck. This dead cat. Oh, fuck. I really gotta get this window fixed. Oh, Johnny. Did you order that pizza? Are we gonna have to pause halfway through this?
Yeah, whenever it gets here. It might not get here for a while. I don't know. She said the driver had to go to, like, Calicoon or something first.
Oh, that sucks. That's a haul.
That's okay. I'm not, like, super hungry. But after I smoke marijuana, I will be.
Who the fuck orders a pizza in Calicoon from Sal's?
They don't normally do
that. It's like a 20-minute drive.
Yeah, they have like a 5-mile limit, but for certain people, they do long runs. I think they charge them more.
Yeah, I would hope so.
That was funny before when I was talking to Avery, and he said something, and then I didn't understand it because my brain is mush today. He said, like, "How you be living?" or something like that. "How you be living?" And I was like, "How?" And he was like, "I speak Ebonics." And I was like, "Oh, usually I understand Ebonics." But not this time. Sorry.
Usually if people ask me questions like that, the only way I can understand is I have to I can understand. I just have to rethink it out in my brain. Like, I'll re-ask myself the question.
Yeah.
Just be like, "How am I doing right now?" "Oh, I'm doing good."
But he said, like, what you've been working with or something. It was something like where it wasn't clear what he was asking me. And I was like, "What am I working?" I was like, "Well, I'm going to do ceilings tomorrow," in my head. And then I was like, "Wait, what the fuck's going on?" And I had to bail out.
Just got to get out of that, yeah.
And they told me to play Elder Scrolls, which I will not do because I hate hard video games. They make me very angry.
Were you one of those kids that would throw the controller as a kid?
No.
Just grab it by the fucking wire and just smash it as hard. My neighbor fucking would do that.
Yeah?
My neighbor Jack, him and his brother both played. Brian and Jack, they both had a GameCube. And that was like
I never had a GameCube.
That was like our coveted growing up. That was like our coveted game system. I didn't have video games until I was in third grade. I was not allowed.
What did you get when you were in third grade?
I got a PS2. Like a million years after.
Oh, I didn't have a console until I was 16 and bought my own.
You had to buy your own.
I had Game Boys when I was a kid. I had a Game Boy too.
I had a
PSP. That was as far as I got.
Yeah. PSP was pretty rad.
PSP was cool. I had like a WWE game. I had Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. I didn't have a PSP, but I did have a Game Boy Advance SP, the little silver one that had like the flip screen.
Dude, I started off with the OG Game Boy. Brick fucking gray one. And then I got up to that one you're talking about. And then one of the perks of having a job in high school, I bought a TV and an Xbox for my room. Put it on the wall. Sean would get a stool, stand 1 foot away from the screen for hours, just playing Modern Warfare.
Yeah, that's definitely not great for your brain.
He was a Modern Warfare crackhead.
Oh, was he one of those kids that would also talk like what Cam does now?
No, he didn't talk.
My guy.
Oh, my guy. Oh, I got to put that on here somehow.
My guy.
I'll put that tomatoes. On the Patreon.
What are you, tomato peel?
You a tomato peel, my guy. You literally trash. Get out of my game, kid. Yo, hey, yo, that's sus. He just talks like a fucking YouTube kid. It's wild.
I did that during COVID. I was doing that for a while.
You were talking shit online?
I would go, yeah, one time I yelled at some kid pretty bad. It was funny. He was just like super annoying. I was like, dude, shut up. And he was like, oh, your dog water. I was like, no, your dog water.
Cam says that too. Dog water. That's a new thing.
You literally haven't made a single kill this entire game. You just keep laying on the floor trying to get...
What were you playing, Modern Warfare or Warzone?
Yeah, we were playing Warzone. Oh. But we were playing the like the co-op shit where you can like go on with your friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the, what the fuck were they called? They were actually pretty good. We used to do that, and then we used to play a lot of the money one where you have to fly around. And
plunder.
Plunder. Oh, dude, Plunder. We used to get so into Plunder. We used to play Plunder for like 3 hours. Those games are so long. 3 hours of game, you maybe get four rounds, if that.
Damn, that's crazy. That's a long
time. The whole time, you find a spot and you're just trying to collect as much cash. And if you get killed, other people can take your money. So you got to deposit it at fucking helicopter drop spots.
And that keeps it safe.
Yeah, but the problem is people will camp at the helicopter drop because if you...
Oh, and just whack you when you come to deposit.
If your team going to drop off money, they'll just sit there and pick you off. So sometimes you'd be like, all right. You'd all like hide somewhere and be like, you go there. And you'd have to like plan the whole thing out. And then one guy would walk out and just get smoked. And you'd be like, fuck. And then one person on your team would have to try and like go around and collect all of your money so the other team...
What a fun game.
But then the best part about that is too... If you had your shit together, you could also take them out, take whatever money they had.
And you could just sit on the spot.
And then deposit it and then wait for somebody else to come. Oh, dude, nice. it would get bad. It would get real bad. We'd be like running people over with trucks and shit. You'd just wait by a drop spot with a truck and like hide it. And as soon as they'd come, you'd just fly out and people would be like running away.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that game was a lot of fun. I don't think they have it anymore on Warzone. I honestly haven't played Warzone.
I had to delete it off my PlayStation because it takes up too much goddamn space.
I had to buy a fucking terabyte hard drive from.
That's what I should do, yeah.
They're not that expensive.
Yeah, I know.
One for like $80, I think.
Well, that's not bad.
And I literally could have bought something way smaller, but for the amount of money it was.
Now you have space forever.
I know. I can literally.
A terabyte's a lot of space.
I can put a shit ton of games on it now.
Yeah.
And even that, like, if I have Warzone, if I downloaded Red Dead and what's the other one?
You play like
GTA.
GTA.
If I downloaded all three of those, almost the entire terabyte card would probably be full.
Damn.
Because the maps on those games are just...
Yeah, GTA is fun.
Humongous. I like GTA, but after, like, some people can play GTA for, like, hours... I feel like an hour of GTA, I'm like, I need to, like, not play this.
I can't play any game for more than, like, an hour and a half. That's my limit. I get tired of it.
Yeah, so do I.
I either have to switch games or just be like, I'm done.
The last thing that I binged was during when I caught COVID, like, in January. I have
my... Wait, but didn't you get vaccinated?
All right, fucking Rogan.
Wait, didn't you get vaccinated?
I did. By a fucking...
Oh, thank God, or you would have died.
Bunk-ass vaccine.
You would have died if you weren't vaccinated.
I really want to... See, here's the thing now. I want to know if I didn't get the J&J, if I would have gotten much more sick when I got the Omicron.
Well, I had it, and I didn't get vaccinated, and I was about as sick as you. I was mildly sick. I would almost say you were sicker. You were kind of fucked. For a couple
days. I was
fucked
up for like a couple days after. Honestly,
yeah,
it was
I think you might have been sicker than me. I'm not going to say that. I went to a hockey game when I had it. Didn't know I had it.
Did you test positive?
No, Cam did the next week. I never tested. Cam did the next week.
And I gave it to him. You did say you felt like shit.
Well, no, I gave it to Cam. He tested positive the next week. Remember, I had to take him to the hospital and he had croup and they gave him steroids. Bam, next day, completely better.
Is that a fish sandwich?
That's a fish sandwich, yeah. Arby's does not look good on these commercials. I looked at that like ham thing before. Do you see it?
It
looks gross, dude. But I used to fuck with Arby's whenever I was on the Air Force Base.
I never knew where there was one. I think I've had Arby's once and it was bad.
You know what their slogan is?
We got the meat.
We have the meat.
The meats. Okay. Yeah.
You know I banged a girl with a fake ass and didn't even know it?
What?
I didn't tell you this?
She didn't have the meats.
No. She had the meats injected into her booty. It was a girl, and she was her butt was like very nice and amazing.
Isn't that called something like a Brazilian?
A BBL, dude. Brazilian butt lift.
Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah. But I found out like 2 years later, I was talking to Terrell one day, and we were Eskimo brothers, and he was like, we were talking about her butt or something. We were talking about something. And he was like, yeah, you know that was fake, right? And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, she told me it was fake. I was like, she never told me that. I had sex with a fake butt girl.
Yeah, I've heard that those
like Kim K.
I've heard that those are like not.
It felt real, dude. Everything was real.
Yeah, I heard that you gotta work. You gotta work for them though. Once you get that, you can't like not. It's not like a boob job where it's just like they put it in. It's like, oh, nice tits. It's like if you don't like work out.
Yeah, you're just gonna have a fat butt, like an actual fat butt. It just
turns into like a disgusting fat butt.
Ew.
I want to get a butt injected. A butt injection.
You should just walk around with a fucking giant
massive caboose thumper on me. Just walk around. Swing that shit around.
Like cow mom.
Yeah. People would just be like, what the fuck is that thing?
They go, he's just so ugly, but his ass is just so fat.
She's my boss now.
She is your boss now.
She's my boss now.
She's going to beat you with her booty if you're bad. She's going to whack, whack, whack.
2 years ago, if you told me any of this was going to happen, that I would be working for Ryan and the guide stuff and cow mom being my...
I like that we only call her that. We don't say her name, so nobody knows who it is.
I know.
Only a few people. I know. If you know, you know.
It's going to... This is the worst part. It's going to slip one day.
You're going to call her at work?
It's
like, hey, cow mom. Can you grab me that?
She's going to be like, what did you call me?
Remember that time when I got her to say
it? Yeah.
In bed? Like, I am not a cow. And I was like, oh, shit, she said it.
That's hilarious.
She's a very nice lady.
She kind of scares me.
She's terrifying.
I'm horrified. Samuel L. Jackson is...
She just gets you on a river and she goes, you know, in between state lines, there are no laws.
I don't think that's how that works.
It's not.
That's like that Always
Sunny International waters.
Yeah, that's like that Always Sunny episode where Dennis is like, we're in international waters. They can't say no. They have nowhere to go.
There was a Legion of Skanks episode where Lewis found out that there was no laws in international waters. And he called Carnival Cruise Lines and he was like, ma'am, are you telling me that I can rape on your cruise?
Yeah, I've heard that.
They're like, what?
And then they did. I don't think they say no.
They didn't say no. They were like, we don't recommend it or something like
that. I remember that. That's absurd. Fuck. That's an absurd thing to do. Imagine being at Carnival Cruise taking that call.
It's been like, what?
Although, to be fair, Carnival Cruise, they probably get some pretty wild ass phone calls. That's
the Greyhound bus of the ocean.
Of the ocean. Yeah. Somebody was just telling me about cruises. I think it was maybe Maddie.
Viking's the way to go. You and Maddie should go on a Viking cruise.
I don't know, that kind of money.
It was like $9,000.
Rich and Gail went on one and they loved it.
Grandma Joan went on one and she loved it. She was like, the food was amazing.
Yeah, that's what my parents said too. Oh man, I forgot I'm wearing fleece lined jeans right now. These things are so nice.
Fleece lined jeans.
Actually, never heard of it. I think these are flannel lined. Yeah, the inside of them is flannel.
That's interesting.
It feels like I'm wearing pajama pants right now. They're yoga pants for men.
You say pajama?
Pajama.
Ew, dude. Pajama.
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 What the fuck?
Pajama pants. Jammy jams. You gotta put on the jammy pajama. Pants. Pajama. My mom had a student when she taught elementary school, and her name was Payama.
Payama?
And it was spelled pajama.
Oh, really? That's a cool name. Payama. Yeah.
Payama.
I like it. I should make a TikTok of us doing this.
About pajama.
That's not going to work.
I'm going to look like a toe. Don't do
that. Yeah, and there's too many cans and bottles in the way. It's going to look bad.
Oh, my gosh, my neck.
Because I'm drinking clothes. Matt's sober for Lent.
Yeah, I know.
He's drinking a seltzer right now. It's
not going great so far.
We just, 12 hours ago, we did a tequila shot.
Did we really? Oh, yeah, we did at the... See, that's going to be the hard part about working there. The temptation's going to be there, and I'm just going to have to fight my
way out
of it.
You're just going to do it. You're just going to drink. My way out of it. Just give up, give up having sex for Lent.
No.
Why not?
Because I don't really, I've been getting laid, but at the same time, it's like...
Yeah, isn't that fucked that we made that a whole storyline on this for a year on this podcast, how you never get laid for, 19 months? And now you just have sex all the time, and we didn't even, it was just like, oh, yeah, Matt's not gay anymore.
This is how it always happens. This happened when I was in college, too.
Everyone says, Matt's gay, Matt's gay.
For years, Matt's gay, Matt's gay. Hey, Matt, what are you looking at? Is that a dick? Oh, get it? Because Matt's gay.
What was the song? Matt is gay, Matt is gay, Matt likes dicks because he's gay.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I went through this, the whole thing, like, in fifth grade, everybody being like, Matt, like, you know, you're gay. Just being like, no, I'm not.
People no. Being
like, yes, you are. Yeah, no.
Actually, I'm bisexual.
I'm not gay. And then once I was, like, out of fifth grade, just thinking, like, I can't wait till I'm, like, older and in college and just I never have to deal with this again. Like, frustrated fifth grade me. And then being in college and me, like,
man.
Mean like walking into the room and being like, has anybody seen my vermouth? And somebody's like, no, because we're not gay.
Oh shit,
like,
I think the pizza's here. Hold on. Hello? 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 Pizza?
Somebody just turned a car on.
Alright, well, I'm going to pause and go outside because I think that was the silent pizza guy calling me.
All right, let's pause this. Hold on.
And we're back.
We are back. I don't know what we were talking about.
Some the pizza lady called me and didn't say anything, so I just assumed they were here, and I went out front, and sure enough,
she's probably talking about me. Was that, we were talking about me being gay? Something like that.
You, everyone always thinking you were gay, and then college, and then they still called you gay, but you thought they finally wouldn't, and they still did.
Yeah, now you nailed it. And then, yeah, then I start dating a girl and all just goes away.
Yeah, but then as soon as you break up, everyone's like, ha, you're fucking gay.
No, I'm not.
That is funny. Oh, I saw the guy that almost killed us in Liberty.
Really?
I passed him today. He was walking, talking to himself by the auto zone on the other side of town.
I told you, crackheads.
There's the guy.
Crackheads. Yeah. They gotta be crackheads.
Oh, 100%. He was.
That's why the day he started yelling at me, I just totally ignored him. I was just.
That's not why. That's not why. You were scared.
I just thought it was a crackhead.
He was yelling at you.
I didn't even notice it. I thought he was yelling at his girlfriend.
You looked the other way. You were giving him privacy to beat his wife.
I did. I didn't. I don't want to.
Hey, go on.
I
look
already
away.
Stared too long. Apparently.
Yeah, because we thought she was a trans woman, and we're like, oh look, there's one.
Yeah.
And then you fucking turned around over your shoulder and looked, and he did not like that.
Yeah, no. It probably happens a lot.
Probably.
It probably happens a lot.
Hey, man. You can't have a wife that looks like that, and I expect people to be like, what is that?
Was it his wife?
He said my wife the whole time. Looking at my motherfucking wife! You don't remember that?
No.
Oh. And then I said, we weren't looking at your wife. And then he said, the fuck you weren't? And I said, I was looking for a spot to park.
You, which you were.
And then he said, it's not hard to find a spot. And I said, I know, I found one right there. And I just diffused him. He was like that's like a fucking, a landmine about to go off and you stepped on it. That's like a hornet's nest.
I did.
And you stepped on it and you got to diffuse the landmine before it goes off. And you just clip the red wire, just stroke the green one nicely, pet it a little bit, and then click, diffused.
Apparently in China they like have hornet like farmers, people that just like raise like hornet keepers.
Really?
And I saw a TikTok of a guy just going into his shed and just like ripping down their nest and having just like gigantic hornets. It's like,
that's fucking crazy.
I'm like, why are we doing this?
You ever see the queen hornet?
No.
I did one time in a house in Monticello. I killed a hornet's nest. They all fall, and then the queen fell. It was like 2.5 inches long.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that. Yep, I remember that. I remember when we dispatched that humongous yellow jacket hive on
at
the
Wesley's
of,
in Liberty?
On Wesley's.
Dude, it was like a waterfall of dead yellow jackets. That was wild.
We went like fucking Green Beret tactical insertion on that shit.
We had to scramble up, spray, and then run. Yeah. Scramble up, spray, and then run.
You just shot up there. I was backfire. You were taking the lead.
Assault.
And
yep.
I just had ammo.
Yeah.
You were just like, I can't need it. Slide it up. We probably killed around 400 yellow jackets in about
accurate.
5 minutes.
That's accurate.
There was just this one hive that
it was
we
a massacre.
Roof, just staring at it for like a good 10 minutes, and every like 3 seconds, a yellow jacket would either go in or out of it, which means that it's just packed the gills. That's honestly, that job was kind of dangerous. There were a lot of yellow jacket nests on that house that were like really big.
I only got stung once last year, and it wasn't at work. It was fighting one off Cam. I took a bullet for Cam.
I didn't get stung a single time last summer.
Yeah, me either.
The summer before was...
Before, I got nailed like 4 times. Remember right in the tip of the nose that one time?
Yeah. That dive summer was
tip
awful.
Tip of my nose, dude.
We got fucked up that summer. I got stung, I think, 3 times. You got stung like fucking every
day. Yeah, it hurt so bad.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, no, that was not fun.
What a shitty little insect they are.
I think we are not going to have to deal with a shit ton of them this year.
Oh yeah.
I think we had a cold enough winter. It's the winter because if the winter's mild, it doesn't.
It was pretty cold, I guess. Yeah.
We didn't have any
like sub-zero days though. Not even one, I don't think.
I thought we got into the negatives at least.
No,
once.
Maybe one day. Yeah, maybe one.
Because last year there weren't a lot. The year before was just fucking god awful.
That guy's hair is tall. Look how tall his hair is.
Yeah, that guy does have really tall hair.
Like 5 inches of hair.
Jonathan Isaac. I'm missing the remainder of the season.
We're watching on this podcast. We're watching. Last time it was golf. Before that it was
cards, poker.
I think poker. Yep. Poker. And now we're watching the Nets play the Orlando Magic.
Oh, somebody's calling me. Who's calling me?
Oh, someone's calling. Maybe it's somebody fun.
Where's my phone?
Maybe we can answer it on the podcast.
Yeah, I gotta find my phone. Oh, I'm sitting.
Is it Alex?
Oh yeah, it's Alex.
All right, hit it. You know how to do it.
Hey, I'm on the podcast right now. Do you want to talk though?
I got 2 bass. I was just gonna give you a fishing report.
Oh, nice.
You did? Where'd you go?
Spruced.
Oh hell yeah! On what, the canoe?
On a jerk bait. I found a 3.5 foot, 4 foot deep weed bed. Fished the jerk bait over the top. Cast out, boom, crunched.
Any size?
Nah, the bigger one, quote unquote bigger one, was maybe a pound and a half.
Oh, okay. It's males. Listen, it's males moving in.
I'll fucking take it. Yeah. And unhook that guy, cast right back out. They're completely different spots, so it's not like there were two traveling together. Cast a different direction, like 5-6 cranks, wham, another one, smaller, but the water's so cold, they fight so good.
Yeah, they do fight real hard this time of year.
And then surprising, I put on a...
What's the water
I
temp?
I put on a... Cold. Cold. 43, 44.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was like in the river today. I didn't catch shit. I sucked.
Had a very small pike chasing a big swim bait I was throwing. I'm going to go back tomorrow. I found where all the pike were. Their shit is all over the bottom in this one spot.
Awesome. Yeah.
So I think they move out at night, but I'm going to go right from work. I'm going to have everything with me. Go straight from work, and I'm going to paddle right over to it because their shit was all over the place. I had that one follow me in, and I spoofed like 3.
Oh, yeah. Then they're definitely there.
You know,
hey, Alex.
Hi, Pat.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I met your friend Jess last night at the junction.
Oh, boy.
I think you should do it.
You think I should?
Yeah. She's way prettier than I thought. You should do it.
Spend some time with her.
Yeah, she didn't laugh at any of my jokes, and I was like, alright, fuck you. But she's nice, yeah. Enough.
Matt, did you see the text I sent you, the screenshot?
Yes.
Oh boy.
Did you show Pat?
I got one too.
He got a separate one, but yes, I showed him as well.
Oh boy. I don't respond to that.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna let you know. I have no desire to do that.
I answered, Maddie, don't hate me. I'm nice. We're just trying to be funny.
We are. It's funny.
It's a satire.
Yeah, I didn't get yelled at for that yet. I called her before, but I might get yelled at tonight. Probably not. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, trust me, if she was gonna bring it up, she would have brought it up already.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just felt nice to catch fish.
I can't wait to catch
not
fish.
Through a fucking hole in the ice.
Yeah, it must be nice.
Yeah.
Another, so, that means if you're getting them down there now, that means in a week and a half to 2 weeks up here, we'll start getting, if ice is out, which it should be by the end of March.
Yeah.
We should be getting fish. This is
so
this podcast is
today
complete 90.
Here was,
oh yeah.
Like
90 degree turn.
Sunny and like 55. Today was sunny and 67. Tomorrow
is
going to be sunny and 68. So.
Yeah,
I'm
you're getting.
I'm definitely going back out tomorrow because that's going to be another day of nice sun, so that's going to keep them going.
Yeah, we're going to get another probably another week, 2 weeks before we can start getting.
Yeah,
out
and
of
then
here.
It's going to rain, and then I might stay down here Friday and just come up Saturday morning because Friday down here is supposed to be 70 degrees, sunny, turning to light rain.
Damn, rub it in, why don't you?
Fuck off. You caught a 5-pound bass through the ice.
That is true.
That is true.
Does it count, though? On a tip-up?
I guess. Whatever. Who cares? All right, I'm going to go. All
right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Later. That was Alex with the Daily Fishing Report.
The Daily Fishing Report. Jesus.
He was so excited. Did you hear how his voice went up an inflection at the end of every sentence? And he was like, I threw it over the top, and then he came, and then he, wham!
Yeah. I mean, he's been wanting to go out for a while now.
Oh, it's going to feel good once we start catching real fish.
Oh, I know. You're preaching to the choir. My dad today was like, I was getting my shit on. He's like, what is this? Is this all you do is just fish and catch nothing?
Oh, man.
I was like, I literally have gone out like twice in the past like 2 weeks. What are you talking about?
He was on one today. The barbershop got him fired up.
The barbershop honestly did get him fired. He was in the house today. He was like singing and she was like, I'm in a good mood. Gail, get over here. I need a kiss.
poor Gail. She's so sweet.
I was leaving. I was leaving and she was like,
take me with you.
She was like, don't leave. I was like, I'm going home, mama. Have to go. Can we talk about this?
What?
What the fuck is going on with these gas prices right now?
Oh, you want to talk about gas prices?
What is this malarkey? I thought that we were supposed to be getting a little bit of help from Joey B.
No. But who thinks that?
I mean, they've been saying it. I'm not really seeing it.
Wait,
so.
We're driving the van now. We must complete the mission.
What?
The stickers must go on every gas pump that we go to.
No, they're not in the van. They're in the truck. They're in the truck.
Well, we'll get them out of the truck and put them in the van.
Yeah, there's one on the van thing. I think he put it on there.
Oh, yeah, it's right by the speedometer. Yeah, I was looking at it today.
He put that on there to give us a little.
I did that.
Now people are putting those on, like, everything. They're, like, going into grocery stores and being, like.
Like on a ground beef. I did that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's not looking.
Kyrie Irving's a fucking goat. Like, free Kyrie.
Is he not allowed to?
Let the man play. He's only allowed to play if it's not at home or in Toronto or against the Knicks. He can't play in New York, Toronto. So he can only play. He's only played like 19 games all year.
Why are they doing that?
They lifted all the mandates, right? In New York City. So they lifted vaccine mandates except for one. The private employer mandate where that your employees must be vaccinated, which is completely, that's fucking tyranny. You can't do that. But that's the loophole that they're, so he can go to the game as a spectator, but he's not allowed to play in the game. So what he did the other day was sit right next to the bench in the front row and just say, hey, I'm here. He's proving a point. It's almost like an Eric Adams power trip or something. There's no reason why wouldn't be able to. It doesn't make any logical sense.
It's just like.
Away players can be unvaccinated.
Yeah, play
in the same place.
That doesn't make any sense. That to me seems like it's like a contract thing. Like he doesn't want to.
It's Eric Adams, dude. You know what he said the other day? Kyrie can play tomorrow if he just gets vaccinated. It's just a fucking power. It's a power play, but it's not going to work because even like LeBron James, leans pretty far to the left, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Social justice kind of. Even last night, he was like, it's ridiculous. Let the guy play.
Yeah.
The pressure's on.
I wonder if he'll sue him or some shit.
He's just such a fucking good player. He's so fun to watch.
If he's contracted to play and he can't play the amount of games in his contract because of some shit like this.
That's not how those contracts work.
I don't think that's how that works either, but like he probably could sue for something.
Maybe. He's still making the same money, though. He's not losing any wages.
Would you call him a spider something?
Noodle spider, Kevin Durant.
Noodle spider.
Also the goat. He's so long and he's like a tarantula.
Yeah, he is really a noodle spider. That's funny.
Oh, dude, I watched a documentary the other night about professional paintball teams.
I've watched a documentary on that in the past.
It was on Amazon Prime, I think. And here comes Kyrie. Look, look, look. Oh, he passed to KD. Back to Kyrie. Three, hand in his face all day. Let's go. I should be a play-by-play guy. But the paintball guys, it was crazy. It, like, blew up in the late 90s, early 2000s in, like, Texas, most of it. Texas, California.
What a surprise.
And it focused on this team in San Antonio, which is like where my brother lives, where I go sometimes. So I was like, oh, cool. And I'm watching this documentary, and these guys are just fucking, like a new kid would come on a team, and they would just shoot him in the hand every time just to be a dick. It was just like, it was crazy. It's just like a bunch of like retarded bros that just party and play paintball. But then, 3/4 of the way through, I was like, they're taking this very seriously. Let me look something up. Looked up how much money they make. They make like $12,000 a year, dude. It was like nothing. Like they all have, you have to have jobs. But they were treating it like it was their career.
Yeah, that's literally no money.
It's just, you're just horsing around.
Yeah, that's, yeah, you're literally getting paid to just go have fun.
The one team was all like 15-year-olds, and they were playing grown men.
That's.
It was all 15-year-olds and one 50-year-old guy.
And that's just a little sus.
It was a little sus. I think he was one of their dads, but still, it was a little weird.
I guess. I mean, one guy just likes paintball and being like, hey, your friends want to go shoot at each other with guns?
You guys want to go shoot?
In the woods? No 15-year-old's going to be like, no. They're going to be like, yeah, please.
Did you ever play paintball?
I've never played paintball. I've wanted to.
I've only did it one time. It was fucking cool.
I went, I was supposed to go, when I was in Boy Scouts, they used to go all the time.
Oh, and you never went?
I never went.
Were you not allowed to go?
No. It was for some other reason why I couldn't go. That or kids would have birthday parties and shit, and they would go paintballing. And it would either not work or some shit. I mean, getting shot by a paintball gun really does suck.
It hurts.
But at the same time, it's also like, if you wear a heavy sweatshirt and goggles and shit, you'll be all right.
You know what you do if you're a dickhead? You freeze the paintballs first and then you shoot people.
I've heard people do that. That's also kind of fucked up.
Sean got really into paintball when I was like, I don't know, 17 maybe. But he would just bought a gun with like the trigger with the two things on it, so you can just go.
And we would
fuck around with it. We went one time for his birthday to a paintball thing, and it was me and my friend Jimmy O'Connor against Sean and all his friends. It was like 2-on-6, and we fucked them up, dude. Just fucked them up. And I ran out of balls to the point where I was finding unbroken balls on the ground and pop them in the hopper, I think it's called. And I would shoot. I was sniping one ball.
Yeah.
One ball. And then I was finally like, all right, I'm out. After fucking their team up and. Hands in the air, Sean goes da, 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 right into my chest, and I was like, "Motherfucker!"
Yeah,
I was so mad.
Yeah, it hurts.
It hurts.
The only thing I ever did was like remotely like that was when I worked at that kids camp. They had like a whole outdoor laser tag bullshit thing, but it was actually pretty sick. They had like all these huge courses, and they gave you like a gun that looked like a M16, and it had like a little red thing on the top of it. And then you had like your whole team.
That's fun.
It's just like, I forget how you could tell the teams apart because it was like groups and they really didn't give us any way to like distinguish teams.
But you had like a chest thing on that registered if you got shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had like a certain amount of hits before you were out. And once you were out, you were off the course. But
I've never done laser
tag. I probably took out like 15, 16 kids. And then one of the other counselors from the other team, I hid behind like a barricade and they were just running across and I was just bopping them.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I popped up and I saw from the corner of my eye the other counselor, Jake, was doing the same thing and he saw me and I was like, fuck. And he just lit me up, bro. Oh, he hit me. And then I was like, fuck, he got me. He was like, I knew somebody was taking my team out. Oh, I hate these things. You ever do this in school with the money fucking machine?
No, I've never even seen one of these in real life.
They used to do this thing when I was in middle school.
Well, tell people what it is first. It's a phone booth with fucking money blowing around in it. Yeah,
it's a booth and they shove you in there and you get to keep all the money you grab. Are those
singles or 20s or hundos?
It's fucking like singles. It's bullshit.
I want at least 20s if I'm doing that.
Yeah. They did one at my middle school. I forget what it was for like, if you sold stuff for like your school class. Like, they would have a company come and be like, if you sell this amount of something, it was just like, I think it was like popcorn.
Then you get to go in the money box?
They would have like, if whoever sold the most would get in the money box. And then for all the kids that did it, they would have one day in the gym where you could just get out of class and just like fuck around and like play on like those things where they put you in like a Velcro suit, like those big bouncy things, and they like throw you on the wall.
That'd
be
fun.
Yeah. I never did it though because I was like, I don't care that much.
Did you have any fun as a child besides fishing?
No.
You didn't do anything. You didn't do sports. You didn't do...
No, I didn't do sports.
You just fished and did Boy Scouts and went to church.
I just... Yeah. Yeah, no.
Work church home.
Worked. Yeah.
Work church home. That's a good callback.
Yeah, that is a good callback. I fished a lot. I lived on a lake.
I can tell. Yeah.
I think I got out of a fight one time from fishing. I was thinking about this the other day. I called some kid a weenie. I was out on my boat.
Get out of here, you weenie.
I think I was in sixth grade. My cousin almost beat this kid up when we were in gym class, my cousin Connor, because he was talking like shit about his girlfriend or something. And like the kid kind of pussied out. And I saw it happen right in front of me because I was like, I don't know. I wasn't friends with my cousin Connor in sixth grade, but we were in the same class. And I like obviously we were cousins, so I like knew him, but I would like hang out with him once in a while.
You gotta stand with your boy, dude.
Yeah, no, and Connor could handle himself. He was a wrestler. Yeah. I didn't need to defend Connor or anything.
You ever see Connor beat somebody up? Toss someone around?
No. In eighth grade, he punched a kid in the head at the skate park and broke his fucking wrist.
Nice.
Because he punched with his thumb under his fingers like that.
I
remember
I used to think that when I was like 12. I was like, this is how you make a fist.
And he punched him in the head and it pushed his thumb back and it broke his wrist.
Yeah,
so he was in a cast. And then after that, he was on like, I think he was on like pain meds or something for his wrist. And then he called my teacher a dickhead in class. That was like, Connor was a little, he was a little hothead sometimes. He would pop off.
So was I.
Yeah, and then
we should get Connor back on the podcast and then make him actually talk this time.
Yeah, last time he came on, he just kind of...
He just sat there, and then we stopped, and he went, yo, I fucked a stripper in Detroit for like $40 a week ago. We're like, why did you say that?
Yeah, it was funny. It was this kid. I think his name was Jonathan. Yeah, his name was Jonathan. And like this other kid, my lake, the side I lived on was all like houses. The other side, there was a major like roadway, Brick Boulevard, and then there was like apartments, and this fucking annoying kid Sean lived in the apartments, and like when I would be on my boat fishing, he would just like come up and talk to me, and sometimes he'd like throw like twigs and shit at me.
Yeah,
it was just like really annoying. This was the same kid in like ninth grade would go on the bus and be like, yo, I did so much blow last night, like I don't even remember like what day it is, and be like, dude, oh, shut up, like no one cares, like
yeah,
you live in an apartment, you're like, what are you doing?
You didn't even have a house. Yeah. You have an apartment. I live on a lake.
He lived in the shitty apartments across the street from my house. And, like, I forget what I said, but I was on my boat, and Sean was there, and he was like, hey, what's up? And I was out with my brother, and he was talking to me, and then all of a sudden he was like, yeah, my friend Jonathan's lost in the woods, like, fucked his bike up, hurt himself. He needs his friends to come, like, get him because his bike's fucked up. What? I was like, Jonathan who? And he told me his full name, and I was like, oh, pff, that kid's a fucking doofus. Then he fucking goes and helps the kid get his bike out of the woods and tells him I said that. And
oh, no.
And then this kid fucking comes, while I'm out on my boat fishing, comes with a different bike to this kid Sean's apartment and starts yelling at me like, come fight me, pussy. Like, come fight me.
You and think you're
I'm
on your boat?
Like, I'm on my boat the whole time. And I'm like, I'm not fucking, I'm fishing right now. Leave me alone. I have no part in this. And then, he was like, meet me down by, there was a Pizza Hut all the way down at the end of the lake, and there's like this little grass patch. He was like, meet me down by the Pizza Hut. And I was like, no. And then like two like older kids that were in like high school, because we were in like middle school, two older kids that were in high school that like knew them came, and they're like, why the fuck are you guys yelling at these kids on a boat? They're like, you called this kid a pussy, and they're like, yeah, you are. And I was like, oh, and then they didn't do anything.
That's funny.
And then they also, my brother was on the boat with me, and he was like, are you going to go fight this kid? I was like, I'm not going to fight this kid. I don't want to fight this kid.
What do you think I am?
Yeah. I'm fishing right now.
I'm fishing. Fish don't fight.
Also, I wasn't scared of fighting because I knew I was probably going to lose, and then Alex would have to do something. I was more worried about me getting on a fight on my boat and having to go home and explain that to my parents, and then them revoking my boat privileges. Well,
you would park the boat first. You wouldn't fight on the boat.
Well, obviously, I wouldn't fight on the boat, but my parents would be like, you're going out there doing this. Like,
it's also
no
funny
more boat.
To be like 200 yards away in the water and be like, all right, yeah. I'm going to fuck you up, dude. And you got to turn your trolling motor on. Like,
I was like drifting. No, I didn't even have a trolling motor then. I would row everywhere. I would just be
That's
drifting.
That's even funnier. You'd be rowing towards the shore, you motherfucker.
I would be drifting into wind. They would like ride their bike along as I would drift down the lake and be like, come on, pussy. Like walking over shit. And I would just be like fishing, like catching fish and letting it go. Be like, how many have you caught so far? And I'm like, I don't know, like 7, 8. Like,
so leave me alone.
Okay. Well, you're fucking gay. And I'd be like, well, I'm okay. Like, please go away.
Just call him a weenie.
Yeah, I don't remember what I said. I'm trying to remember what I called him.
Look at that kid eating the banana.
That kid's about to deep throat that.
He is.
Damn.
That's hilarious.
Look at the sunglasses. That kid's got like sunglasses like 8 sizes too big on his head.
That is true, yeah. And for... Fuck. Take 2. Got. And for more of this hilarious podcast, head over to our Patreon at Simpin' and Easy... Fuck. At patreon.com/simpinandeasypod. Bye.